Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So the era is here. Justin Fields will duck under center for the Chicago Bears Sunday in Cleveland, Ohio. And Matt Nagy says, yeah, and when he's ready, Andy Dalton will be the starter. Just stop yourself, coach.
Now, see, here's the problem with this, Cap, is that many people, especially our listeners and our callers, were so excited for the announcement of Justin Fields being the starter. Great. But, you go right back to the Andy Dalton narrative. Mm-hmm. And as you've been saying the last couple of days, you're saying, listen, if Justin Fields is going to be named the starter, don't go back. Because you don't want to have mixed messages within your locker room. You have to be able to have a leader. There's no two leaders, Cap. There only has to be one leader, right?
Correct.
One president of the United States, one president, CEO of a company. It's only one. There's not two. You can't have two leaders because now the team will be like, okay, are we going with the kid or are we going with the veteran? And I tell you one thing, the veteran players want to know.
So there's a great story that I had someone who was in that huddle tell me. That back when Jim McMahon, remember Jim McMahon was drafted and he didn't start?
Correct.
They started Bob Avellini.
Yep, number 7.
Good old Bob Avellini.
Yep.
He started and they weren't very good. And then one day, that's it. Ditka went, we're going to live with the growing pains. We're going to the kid. And this guy who was in that huddle said to me, McMahon walked in the huddle. This guy's yelling and that guy's yelling. And he went, okay, from this point forward, this is my effing huddle, and no one effing speaks in here again unless I call on you. Are we clear? They're like, whoa, we got a leader. We got a quarterback.
What else did Dan Jiggets tell you?
I love Dan. And he said from that moment on, it was over. Even if he didn't play well, even if he was injured, he was the boss. When he stepped in there, everyone snapped to attention. So you're telling me that Justin Fields, he's not an undrafted rookie. He's not Mike Tomczak coming as whatever, 7th-round pick.
Right.
He's not Mike Glennon. I can just list you a billion of these crappy quarterbacks we've had. This dude was traded up for, was a star at Ohio State, played in the national championship. Had 6 touchdowns against Clemson, has said repeatedly, it's my time. I built for this. Do you understand what quarterback? Yes, and I'm meant to be here, and I can handle this. That doesn't mean he won't make mistakes. You're telling me, coach, that dude walks into the huddle, commands the huddle like everyone says he does, and whatever happens, if he plays reasonably well, I do not believe he's going to look like you threw him over the boat in a tidal wave and he's got no life jacket on. Mm-hmm. I believe he'll be able to keep his head above water. You're going back to Andy Dalton? Stop yourself. I don't believe what those guys say at the press conference.
They have to say something, right? But you know that sometimes Nagy is brutally honest. Mm-hmm. This is business. And if you're going to tell the locker room, if you're going to tell the media and the fans that ultimately Andy Dalton has lost his job because of injury, that happens. Mm-hmm. This has been a controversial scenario for a while here in sports where someone is playing well enough to keep their job. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the guy gets injured and then he never gets back on the field. It's happened. But here's the question, Cap, and I'm going to keep asking you this every week as we move forward throughout the season. If Justin Fields remains the starter, and if Justin Fields goes through what I've been considering growing pains, and we saw it last week, right? We just saw it against the Bengals. So if he goes through growing pains and it stops the Bears from getting to where they need to be, are you okay with it? Again, there is value of getting to the playoffs. You know those veterans, those proud veterans, want to be in the postseason. A chance for the Lombardi Trophy. Not saying they don't have the personnel for it, based on what I see now, but they want to at least have a shot at it. Is the development of Justin Fields more important than getting to the playoffs? I'm not saying that Justin is bad. We don't know yet. I'm just saying that there's going to be mistakes because he's a rookie. Are you okay with that?
I am. But, and I was on with Waddle and Sylvie yesterday. They were promoting the walk for us, and appreciate them having me on. Mm-hmm. And we got into that topic. And I said, like, Sylvie's all it. It's the kid. That's it. Growing pains be damned. I don't care.
Cool.
Here's the one thing I said to those guys. I didn't play in the National Football League. You're telling me you don't have a responsibility to the 50 other guys. I'm leaving the quarterback room out of it. Mm-hmm. There's three dudes in the quarterback. Khalil Mack, he busts his tail every week. Robert Quinn, Akeem Hicks, Eddie Jackson. Like, dudes that have been around a long time. Jason Peters is 39 years old. He didn't come here just to cash a $1 million check. He's made a fortune. He came here because he thought, I can help here, and we can actually get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Do you not have any responsibility to those dudes to put the team in the best position to win?
And
whoever that is.
Well, I guess that's what Nagy was thinking by starting Andy Dalton first. See, all of this is mock Kansas City for me. I've documented to you many times, Cap, that when I see this, the type of playbook that Nagy brings to the table, he has a Kansas City playbook with the Kansas City players, all the way down to, we'll start the veteran over the rookie, just like Alex Smith, who was a much better quarterback than Andy Dalton, but all the way down to Alex Smith starting and having Patrick Mahomes sit on the bench. Everything's mock Kansas City, because that's where he came from.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this is happening. I think that he looked at it and said, I'm going to give the veterans the best chance to win by having Andy Dalton in there. I know that guy's better than Mitch. I don't have to necessarily mold and shape Andy Dalton because he's been there and done that. I'm going to have Andy in there, and then we'll slowly develop Justin with package of plays until he's ready to start. I think that's exactly what he was thinking. He didn't want to take the baby out of the bathwater and just put Justin in week one. He didn't want to do that. He wanted to do exactly what Kansas City and Andy Reid did. I think that was the plan.
Agreed.
Package of plays every week until Justin gets comfortable, and then boom, start him when he thinks he's ready to start.
Correct. And it came faster.
Yes,
you're not
it did.
Going back to Nick Foles.
No.
Glad he's still here, because you now have, you're one hit away from going to your third string quarterback. You got a comp. I've never been a huge Nick Foles guy.
I get it.
But he's a competent player.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh God, David Montgomery, can you play quarterback? It's not like that. We got at least a dude.
He's the emergency.
Correct.
He's the emergency if Justin goes down.
Well, then it would go to Foles.
And if Foles goes down,
then it goes to David Montgomery.
right. Now you got a whole bunch of, like, well, Wildcats.
Then you're effed anyway.
That's Wildcats.
Right.
That's all Wildcat plays.
That's it.
So
you have a responsibility to those 50 guys other than the quarterback room to try and win. Or why are they showing up? Khalil Mack does not want to hear, well, hey, man, 3 years from now, we're hoping that this kid at 25 is our future superstar quarterback. Hey, man, I don't care about that. I'm lining up now. I want to win now.
Right.
It's easy for you, me, Sylvie, whoever, to say, I just care about the development. You better look at those other 50 dudes that you're asking to bust their ass every single day for the betterment of the team. You better understand how they feel.
I want to make sure it's clear, because people will hear what they want to hear, but I want to say it out loud so people can hear us say this. Cap and I are not saying that if you put Justin Fields in, that the team is crap, that the team will go backwards. We're not saying that. You knock on wood that the kid is special enough to keep the offense going or enhance what they have done offensively.
Correct.
I want to make sure it's clear, because people will hear it's like, these guys are down on Justin Fields,
no,
and they think that Dalton is better. We're not saying that. We want to make sure it's very clear, because Cap and I are on the same page with this.
We are.
I've always, from the beginning, I said, whatever's best for the Bears, start who you want to start. Justin Fields is going to start. The hope is that he is special, that you don't have to go back to Andy. that the offense is getting better with him in the helm. While he's learning on the job, the offense gets better. That's the hope.
Very well said. And again, we're in lockstep on this. If this kid goes out and plays reasonably well the next 2 weeks and looks like, he's in control, you're not going back to Andy Dalton. And you shouldn't, because the kid's showing you he gives you a chance to win. Now, if he looks like, oh, God, they dropped him in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and there's a tidal wave coming and he's got no chance, then you got to go back to Andy. I get it. But then he's not the kid we thought he is.
I love covering all angles with this, right? Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the Andy Dalton angle. Mm-hmm. Now, you feel bad for Andy because, look, he's going to lose the job because of injury. That bone bruise is serious. Mm-hmm. Even though he says, I can come back in the game, like, it's serious. You do need to take some time to get healthy. I do feel bad for Andy, but I think that Andy is different than, say, Cam Newton in that spot, right? Mm-hmm. Cam Newton's an alpha dog. He's a starter. That's why Belichick cut him. Like, I know you don't want to be back up to Mac Jones. Go find another job. We appreciate what you did during COVID, but you got to go.
Correct.
Go find yourself a starting job, because that doesn't work. But if that was here, that would be a problem, because Cam would not be in the Now, Andy, because he's been with Justin and had dinner with Justin and had conversations with See, Andy knows that he's going to go to a different ball club next year. And I think – I'm not going to say he's okay with it, but he's not going to be so pissed off and like, man, what about me? Because he knew that he's going to be replaced by Justin Fields. If not this year, definitely next.
He's this guy.
Yeah! I see you, Justin! Huge play. God, that was a big play. Huge play.
Way to go, man.
Awesome.
That's who Andy Dalton is.
Yeah.
That's him cheering Justin when he ran for the first down to cinch the game. And again, I live in the northern suburbs. I've had a bunch of people tell me, dude, we saw those guys out to dinner together. Just the two of them. Like, they're tight. And Justin has said Andy's been nothing but amazing to me.
You can understand.
Yes.
Because Andy feels like, I know this is a one-year deal. I'll be going someplace else.
I get it.
Ultimately, he was just trying to pad his LinkedIn resume with the Bears.
Right.
Trying to put some good tape out there, show what he can do. Like, I could still do this for some other ball. He knew. Because he knows that Justin was the guy, the heir apparent. And so, like you said, it happened quicker than he thought. But I think that for Andy, yeah, his ego, it takes a blow. But he understands that this was going to be fleeting anyway.
Correct. Well said. 312-332-3776. Do you believe Matt Nagy will be able to create a game plan that can make Justin Fields shine Sunday in Cleveland? 312-332-3776. They got a lot of dudes with a lot of accomplishments offensively in their careers. Not necessarily here. DeFilippo, Tom Herman, Bill Lazor, Matt Nagy. Like, outside of Chicago, those dudes are all looked at as, well, those guys are pretty good offensive minds. We may not think so because we haven't seen it yet. Can they all put a game plan together? We want your thoughts. We'll get to your calls next.
Scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and Jay Hood, our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
Cap, phone lines are already hopping. Again, big day. Today we will walk, starting at the United Center, hit every college and pro stadium and end at Northwestern. Got reps from all the teams involved, and we've raised, last count I was told, is north of $140,000. So we're trying to keep that going. You won't believe the athletes that have stepped up and sent checks. Very, very cool. Yesterday, they said, we just looked on the website. There's a donation from Wilson Contreras. I'm like, my guy!
That's awesome.
Awesome. So very cool. Kyle Hendricks, Anthony Rizzo, Rick Hahn. I mean, I could just keep going on.
The White Sox.
There you go. Yep, bunch of White Sox. Yeah. It's been great. Some ask, please keep it anonymous.
Yeah, I get it. So we understand.
Yeah. So it was great.
So it's a big day at the station for this, and we're talking to you about the Bears as well. A lot of layers to this Bears conversation, but we do know Justin Fields will start against the Cleveland Browns.
That's correct, and I do not believe what Matt Nagy says on who the starter is going to be if it's Andy Dalton. And we're going to these calls, but this is Matt Nagy yesterday. Hey, if healthy, is Dalton the starter?
When Andy is healthy, he's our starter. And then I go back to for Justin. Justin's worrying about right now, and Justin's worried about trying to help us beat Cleveland. I've talked about it this entire time that we're not going to get into that what-if game. We do want to see who's, you know, like when Justin's out here and what he's been doing in practice as a look team, trying to be the best quarterback he can be. That's all we want right now. That's all Andy and Justin want is to be the best they can be. And then when that time comes, there's a lot of stuff that can happen between now and then. So I don't really want to go there other than just saying that when Andy is healthy, he's our starter.
All right, someone needs to turn their pager off, for God's sake.
Exactly.
It's like, what is going on there? Biggs turned off the pager.
Unbelievable.
Man.
I didn't hear the pager because I'm blocked from that, too.
No, you can't even, I can't even hear the pager. Damn you, Biggs.
That's it.
I'll tell you one thing, as we go to the phone lines, I just want to point this out. Cap, when you're a head coach, you got to have the bullet points ready. If you're not good with the media, have your bullet points and your talking points ready. You've boxed yourself in, pal. You know at some point Andy's going to get healthy. Right. The leg's not broken.
Correct.
It's a bone bruise.
Correct.
So they're going to keep asking. The media will ask every week, how's Andy doing? How's Andy doing? Oh, he's healthy. So he's healthy. He's going to start, right? Don't box yourself in.
Correct. That's why I don't believe what these dudes say. He Bungle. Can stand up there all he wants. If this kid balls out, win or lose, if you get at the end of the day, Sonny, go, all right, they got us. But, man, that kid looked good.
Yeah, I mean, so say, for instance, that kid gets hot, right? And the Bears start rolling offensively and start winning games or losing in very slim,
right.
Slim
margin,
right?
They get beat 27-24, and you're like, wow,
slim margin.
Fields was really good.
So now you're going to be asked, so is Dalton ready?
No, Andy's got another week yet with the bone bruise. We'll adjust. We'll figure that out in a week. Is he still the starter? Yes. And then the next week, you beat Detroit, and Fields throws three touchdowns, and you win 34-17. You're going back to Dalton? Stop yourself.
See, if I'm Jason Leisure, I'm asking that question the entire time. It'll be Christmas, and I'll be asking that question. Hey, is Andy healthy? Is he healthy yet? Because he's a starter, right? I'd ask.
Right.
I wouldn't be a smart ass. I'd be like, you boxed yourself in with that sound bite.
Why does he not just say it like this? At least this is how I would have handled it.
Right.
Coach, is Andy still the starter? Justin is starting on Sunday. Andy is injured. That's all I'm worried about.
That's what he should have said in what you just played. No, Andy's our starter, but he's just not healthy. Oh. But at some point, he's going to get healthy.
Correct.
And then, like, there'll be a game-winning play, and then Andy's going to run out in the field like, you know, like his hair's on fire, literally, right? And then people are going to be like, wait, that bone bruise, he looks pretty good now. What happened? Don't box yourself in. Leave yourself an out.
We'll play it again later. Let's get to the phones. Kendall is in University Village. Kendall, good morning.
What's up, guys?
You know what, Kenny? Now, don't be using your government name on here now. What the hell?
As soon as I saw Kendall University Village, I looked at Hoodie. I'm like, is that him?
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, I want to throw you guys a little bit of a loop. I got on, though, didn't I? Look at that.
Yes, you did.
Hey, the show is awesome, guys. I've known both of you for a long time. But so about this subject, I think the one thing, and I'm not sure if you guys said it or not, but, you know, I think that Nagy's also hedging for his job, guys. So it's not just about Fields, not just about Andy Dalton. If this year doesn't work, he may be out. So it's kind of like when you buy a stock, you know, you're long with a mature stock, which is and then you short with Fields. So Andy Dalton is the mature stock, and then Fields is the up and coming one. So I think he's also trying to protect his job, right? So that's why you come out and you say what you say. Hey, Fields is for next week, but if Andy gets better, then he's the starter. That's how you hedge your bets. Tell me what you guys think. Thanks, and good to see you and hear you guys.
And by the way, Kendall. You'd have made a couple more jump shots. Said Banks would not be ahead of you.
Oh, yeah.
True story. You know what? If we make the tournament, then definitely not.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Yep. Good, to, right. good to talk to you guys. Love you guys.
All right, okay. The great Kenny Williams.
The Hall of Famer from the UIC Flames. Go Flames!
That's it.
Getting the voice ready for the season.
That's it.
Go Flames!
That's it.
Still working on it.
Got it.
but he makes a good point.
I understand what he says.
Yeah.
Matt is protecting himself. Now, Keyshawn Johnson, our guy, mm-hmm. Keyshawn believes that Matt is smart. We'll play that in a little bit so you can hear what he says. He actually thinks it was genius. What Matt Nagy said, while the rest of us here are like, I don't pay attention to what these dudes say at the podium.
All right, back to the phone lines.
Back to the phones. Eddie on the north side. Hey, Eddie, what's up, kid?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi,
how
are you?
Here it is. If Andy Dalton would have started this week, I was going to bet on the Bears. But now that Fields is starting, I'm definitely going against them.
Okay, well, tell us why.
And then here's another point, if you guys can maybe figure this one out to me, because this one puzzles me a lot. The Raiders open up as a 3.5-point favorite, and they dominated their first two games, and they're playing Miami. So automatically, you're at home, you give three. So that's like a 0.5-point favorite. Their franchise quarterback's not playing this weekend, and they only tick up a 0.5-point? That's so odd to me on that line. That game needs to be evaluated like deep. Why would that be? Is he only worth a 0.5-point, a franchise quarterback?
You're talking about Tua Tagovailoa
from
Miami? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at that. We appreciate the phone call.
Appreciate the call, Eddie.
Have you looked at that number?
I have. I have a friend of mine that's his play of the year so far through 3 weeks is playing the Dolphins plus the 3.5.
That's a mistake, right?
Jacoby Brissett, I believe, is the backup in Miami. Neller, am I right on that?
That is correct.
Is that a Jacoby Brissett sighting we're going to have?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. That is a talented Dolphins team.
I have it Raiders minus 4.
There you go.
Over under 45.
So, we'll see how that one shakes out. It's an interesting conundrum when you see a game, you're like, how is that team only favored by that? Like, the other night. The Ravens, they've got 4 billion guys on the injured list. I think 16 on injured reserve. They're only getting 3.5 against the Chiefs. Most people were all in on the Chiefs.
This Raider game, Raiders-Dolphins, this will move up to 6, right? This will be a touchdown?
At least 5, I would think. But people have to understand, when they set the line, their goal is to get exactly equal money on both sides. Equal. Then they have no exposure, and they make the juice. On the losing bets, 10% of your bet is the juice. They make all the juice, they pay the winners, and they keep the profit. They don't like it when 90% of the bets are on one side. Last week, the Bengals, at one point it was 91% of the money was on Cincinnati, laying 3 to the Bears.
3, right.
It dropped down, I think, at kickoff, 62% of the money and the bets was on the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
I bet the Bears. I love going against the public.
Right.
Doesn't always work out, but. So.
No, I get it. So I'm going to click Raiders on the money line to be safe.
That's what I do with Kansas City, and I still got beat. Thanks a lot, Chiefs. Fumble from Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Let's go to Rob in Plainfield. Hey, Rob, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? I just want to make a quick point. I think everybody knows what's going to happen. Why does it have to be such a big secret with nagging the Bears? It's obvious. If Justin Fields plays good, he's going to start. Why does it have to be such a big secret? Oh, Andy Dalton, if he plays good, he's going to start. I wouldn't even be asking that question because the world knows. If Justin Fields plays good, he's going to be a starter. That's it. That's what it's based on. Simple as that. Have a good day, guys.
All right, Rob. Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. Okay, I don't know if you agree or disagree with me. Every coach lies. It's not a Matt Nagy thing. I was one of those dudes, not in the NFL. They all lie.
Yes.
Hey, is that guy available? Yeah, he's very, very questionable. That ain't. And then he comes out and lights you up for 30, and you're like, I thought that dude was injured. No.
Of course.
You put whatever, you use the media to whatever advantage you feel you get. Don't believe any of that nonsense they say.
I just wouldn't box myself in because those sound bites come back.
Yes.
I'd make sure that first of all, I wouldn't give so much detail. That's the other thing. But he's got to try to be honest and give you these long form answers and all this kind of stuff. He's bungled this. the Bears have bungled this quarterback scenario. They have.
Just say Justin's starting Sunday. Andy's not healthy. Nick's backing him up. That's all I'm talking about. Coach, I'm not talking about anything other than this week. That's why, as much as Belichick drives me crazy, and I think you feel the same way at times, I'm on to Cincinnati. He's smart.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
That's right. That way, all the information is inside. You don't have to tell everybody everything that you're thinking.
You don't owe the media anything. And we're in the media. Do you believe Matt will be able to create a game plan that can make Justin Fields excellent Sunday in Cleveland against the Browns? 312-332-3776. Plus, you'll hear from Key and Marcus Spears on what Nagy has to do next.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
Andy is still battling through his injury. Justin's going to be our starter. Prep starts right now.
Yes, he's back.
Fields to throw. Looking for the end zone. Leaps, bobbles it, pulls it in. Touchdown. 28 yards off the arm of Justin Fields.
You don't know by now. I'm talking about Shatan.
And if Fields is playing well, then I don't think it makes any sense to put Andy Dalton, you know, back in the lineup.
Matt Nagy did exactly what he wanted to do. The fact that he came out and he said, if he's healthy, which to me means if it stumbles along, then Andy Dalton will be put back in the lineup and the coach can step to the podium and say, Justin wasn't ready. No doubt.
Yeah.
If he's healthy. If. And then don't forget when we played Matt. I'll play it again. When Matt said a lot can happen, he left himself out. Don't get triggered, everybody, by what this dude says. Don't. His goal is to win football games. That's what he's here for. Now, we may not think he's the best coach, but don't get triggered by everything he says.
Well, just understand this, Cap, that the media and Matt, they're a conduit to the fans to put the message out there. Mm-hmm. Put your best message out there. Yes, we know. I think the common fan, well, the family, he's got his cup of coffee. She's got her cup of coffee, getting ready to go to work, take care of the kid. They all know that coaches lie. And if they didn't know, we told them in the last segment that coaches do try to twist the truth. We understand that. But when you're busy and you're trying to figure out what's going on with your favorite football team, that's all you have is the information, what you read in the paper, what the sound bites, what they say on the talk shows. That's all you have to go on.
Correct.
It's our we're doing an opinion-based show. But at the same time, though, fans rely on that news. What's the coach saying today? And is the quarterback going to play or not? And what's the latest?
Correct.
When you're busy, or even if you're a diehard sports fan, you're like, well, what's the coach saying? That's why. I mean, you could say that, but understand that just for the common folk, they just want to know what's going on with their football team, and hopefully their honest assessment so they know what to look for on Sunday.
Correct. Well said, but let's not forget, Matt gave himself an out. Listen to this again. Hoodie and I have heard it. Listen closely at the end.
When Andy is healthy, he's our starter, and then I go back to for Justin. Justin's worrying about right now. And Justin's worried about trying to help us beat Cleveland. I've talked about it this entire time that we're not going to get into that what-if game. We do want to see who's, you know, like when Justin's out here and what he's been doing in practice as a look team, trying to be the best quarterback he can be. That's all we want right now. That's all Andy and Justin want is to be the best they can be. And then when that time comes, there's a lot of stuff that can happen between now and then. So it's I don't really want to go there other than just saying that when Andy is healthy, he's our starter.
Hey, look at my pager. It says boobs. What's the number for that? Hey, Jeff, what's the number to put?
8008. And what's the S? 5.
80085. The most important thing when you had a pager was the 911 at the end.
Right.
You know, nobody was going to call you back unless you put the 911 at the end.
But if you squandered the 911 and they knew it wasn't that important, they wouldn't take it seriously again.
The 911 always got me because, like, Hoodie could have done it 1,000 times, but I'd always be like, oh no, I got to get back to Hoodie. Put 911.
Right.
What's going on? Hey, man, I saw your page. What was going on? Hey, man, I just got this keg. Want to come over?
That's not what, I mean, it's not an emergency. Right. You're just going to just call, you're just going to just
page me. That's not 911.
What are you doing?
Exactly. How about you'd be walking the streets and you'd have to go find a payphone to call him back?
The worst.
The worst.
Oh, my God. And by the way, another great rejoin by Jeff Meller. Jeff makes me understand, because of what he just played, I just can never give up on Kanye. I just can't give up on him because of great music like that.
Take that.
I just can't do it.
Well, it's the throwback hoodie. It's the old school.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Did you see his wife's going to host Saturday Night Live? She was announced yesterday as a host for Saturday Night Live.
Who?
Kim, his ex-wife.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he get remarried?
What's that going to be like?
Oh, it's going to be horrible.
Oh, God.
What's she going to wear?
I'm going to watch it on mute.
Diana, can I be left alone?
And by the way, did you wash all my socks? Go ahead.
Lenny in Kenosha. Leonard, what's up, Sparkles?
Not much, guys. I just wanted to say I don't have faith in Nagy coming up with a game plan to beat our local high school team. And that team sucks. So let alone the Bengals or even the Jaguars. I mean, this guy hasn't showed us anything in the past 4 years or five quarterbacks.
Don't worry, Lenny. You'll get your wish. You're going to get your wish.
And what's that? Hoodie, to be our high school team?
No, he won't be the coach of the Bears or a high school team. You know, he's working at McDonald's these days, by the way, part time. I don't know if you've seen the commercials.
Yeah, correct.
They're paying pretty good now, though, I see.
Yeah.
Benefits, signing bonuses. Hey, Lenny, thanks, man. Appreciate you. Have a great rest of your week.
I like him. He's got a pack of Camels every day.
He does.
I enjoy it.
Nice cup of coffee, and let's go.
Good hearty laugh. That makes me happy.
Vince is in Roselle. Hey, Vince, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Captain J Hood? First-time caller, long-time listener.
We appreciate you.
Good morning.
Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah, so I wanted to chime in real quick. Maybe they should sprinkle in the laser show here. I mean, they're calling good plays last year with Mitch, second half of the year, albeit, you know, they kind of hamstring the offense. But maybe they should do that with Justin Fields here. That's point one. Point two, what do you guys think the upside is with Justin Fields in comparison to Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, Deshaun Watson? I think he can be, his upside is a bigger, faster Deshaun Watson, but I think he's a tad bit of a raw passer than Deshaun coming out. But let me hear what you guys think.
Appreciate the call, man.
Well, as Cap, that you said eloquently, and we've talked about this before, there are some that feel like Justin's better than Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've talked about that a number of times, right?
Yeah. Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network polled 16 personnel directors / GMs and said, who'd you have on your draft board at quarterback after the draft? And 8 of the 16 said we had Justin Fields number one.
Yeah, and that's completely fair. From my end, for those listening to us for the first time, I'm a college football fan, and Cap knows that. I love my college football Saturdays. That prepares me for the draft when I'm watching so much college football on Saturday, right? And then to see Justin Fields at Georgia, should have had the opportunity to start. He did not. He was behind Jake Fromm. He transferred to go to Ohio State. And you mentioned Deshaun Watson. The leadership ability of Justin Fields resonates with me. He's a guy that is a leader and has a strong arm and has all the intangibles and the ability to run with the football. So I believe that he is a winner and a guy that can pay dividends for the Bears.
Yeah, two people tell me way before the draft, way before, two dudes in my life said, forget Mac Jones, forget Trey Lance, go get Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
That was you and my brother, who's the biggest Ohio State fan in the world. He's like, dude, I'm telling you, I watch this kid every start. That kid's the real deal.
No question.
So we'll see. Back to the phones, 312-332-3776. How about Zach on the west side of the city? Hey, Zach, what's up, Sparkles?
What's going on, fellas? I'm waiting to see this offensive guru and Matt Nagy, since he's calling plays. You know, we haven't seen a 30-point offense in so long, probably ever in my lifetime. And, you know, an offense that can get up and down the field. You know, I'm glad that Justin Fields is starting. I just don't want to see a setback because this is the true test for Matt Nagy. I think Ryan Pace has done a decent job of organizing, putting together a good offense and defense, you know, an overall roster. But this is the calling right here. And you're right, the long-form answers, all that talk is just We're done with that. Let's see you put together a good offense for a kid that's dynamic. Because if you can't put an offense together for someone that can use his legs and his powerful arm, then he should be out the door this, you know, this fall or this winter.
I think that's very well said by you. Appreciate the call. He's right. If you can't make this thing look representative with that kid, like Mitch came in, had no experience, blah, blah, blah. This dude's been tearing it up at Ohio State. He played at Georgia, two of the biggest, best programs in America.
Mm-hmm.
He has said, I'm ready. I was built for this. I'm meant to be here. Don't worry. The pressure's not going to get to me. This is who I am. If it looks, what's the best way to put this? Incompetent. Bleak. If it looks unorganized. Mm-hmm. That's the word. If that offense looks unorganized, like he missed that throw. That'll get better. He's sure. Raw. But if it's disorganized, he's getting sacked, he's trapped in the pocket, they're not rolling up, then you got to make a change. Yeah. I don't mean at quarterback.
Yeah, I totally understand. This is Nagy's last stand, Cap.
This is it.
No more excuses.
That's it.
Get the kid right or get out.
Well said. Well said. All of your calls, we're rolling back to the phones. Start of the Justin Fields era in Chicago. What do you think? Next.
Take that.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
All your calls on the start of the Justin Fields era in Chicago. 312-332-3776. Ahmad is in Little Italy. I love that area. I love Mario's Italian Ice over there in Little Italy. Ahmad, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
What's up, man?
Ahmad?
Good. Well, not much, man. I'm walking into work. I have 5 minutes. I stayed on hold just to tell you guys that you are the best part of my everyday. On my way to work, I'm just like, oh, man, I'm not in the mood. And I get to the car, and you guys just make my day, man. And just one thing I want to say, what you're talking about the coaches, all the news that we know about the sports is literally from what we hear from the coaches' mouth and from you guys. And literally all I know about sports every day is what I hear from you guys and the actual game when I watch it. And I agree with everything you guys say. And you guys are the best part of every day. Thank you guys so much for everything. I really appreciate you guys.
Dude, you're the man. Have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you, Ahmad. Right.
Bye, guys.
We'll see you. What a nice call that was.
I'm blushing right now. I know you can't tell.
Right, because I'm just used to getting teed up in the afternoon.
Oh, would you cut
that
it
a
out?
Nice comment.
All right.
I'm used to Sylvie and the claws come out.
Oh, is it that? Oh, like a cat. Not like a dog. A cat.
Like a rabid dog.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Well, rabid dogs don't sound like that, Cap.
He comes at me all the time.
How many rabid dogs do you know that sound like that, Danny? Danny, how many rabid dogs?
I don't know. Sylvie has been a little edgy since he turned 50. I'll give Cap.
Has
I'll
he?
Give, I'm going to lean with Cap on this one.
Has he been edgy?
You know, yeah, he has.
Wow.
You know, usually Sylvie and I have a good relationship. I text him. He texts back. You know, this week I texted him about something. No response. I'm like, what's going on here? And then I thought to myself, oh, he's 50. He forgot.
Take that, Sylvie.
That's not funny, Danny.
I thought we were friends.
I had an outage.
I told Abdallah to get back to you.
Abdallah, he's the Girl Friday. Is that what you're saying there? It's like,
he's my secretary. Get back to Danny, Allie.
It was very nice. They had me on yesterday, so thank you, Waddle and Sylvie. Because we love.
You better leave Sylvie alone, man. He'll get at you.
Kyle in Oswego. Hey, Kyle, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
Good. I trust Nagy. He's been doing so far so good. We had our first 3-and-out was against last game, the middle of third quarter, something like that. And I believe Justin Fields will produce well. And he has always produced. And Matt Nagy, with him, the laser, and Justin Fields, the scripted plays, the first 15, we're going to see something special. I just believe. I have trust in Matt Nagy. He brought us to the playoffs twice out of the past 3 years, and I do have trust in Nagy.
All right, my friend.
All right, thanks, Kyle Nagy. We appreciate you. Have a good day. Nice of Matt Sun to check in from Oswego.
You don't get that kind of support.
How about that?
We get one pro Nagy call on this show, and you guys have to crap all over the guy.
I just
said to Miller, I'm like, wow, a positive call for once.
Wow, I mean, I think they took me and Kappa back there a second. You don't get that. I haven't heard a
positive. Dad, I called in on the Cap J. Hood show. You needed somebody to defend you.
That's good. That's good, kid. That's good. We love that. We love that.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
And make sure you understand, son, Andy is our starter if he's healthy.
Yeah. I love that. And by the way, get a number two from McDonald's for me. That's where I'm at.
This Nagy guy.
Thanks, Rex. Appreciate you. Let's go to Noel on the south side. Hey, Noel, what's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing, man?
All right, Noel, what's going on, man?
Yeah, Noel, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Matt Nagy, as a head coach for the Bears and leader of men, I believe in 100%. Matt Nagy, as a play caller, 0%. He needs to give up that play calling responsibility to his assistants. I've been saying this, and hopefully he proves me wrong this Sunday.
Noel, let me just tell you, when we had Dave Wannstedt on TV with us a couple weeks ago, he got the phone call from Jimmy Johnson because he was calling plays as a head coach defensively. And Jimmy said, listen to me, you give the card up. You hire an offensive coordinator, and his job is simply to score as many possible points. You've got a defensive coordinator. His job is to keep them from scoring as many possible points. You're the head coach. You're a leader of the room, period. And I agree with you. He needs to give that play sheet up.
Exactly. And if it doesn't work, you can always kick the play calling back.
No question.
The assistants.
By the way,
okay, gentlemen.
Did anyone ever tell you sound like Scottie Pippen?
Oh, sorry about that. No. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
It's nice listening to you guys, man.
You too. Appreciate you. Doesn't he sound like Scotty?
Because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to f*** my summer up.
Marbles basketball coming up on Channel 9.
Did Scotty have an accent that I wasn't aware of?
But just that deep, gravelly, I think it was a cool voice Noel had.
It's the same one I've got, Dan. You got to understand.
And Jordan Cornette.
Wow. Wow. Anyway, shot or no shot in 2 minutes. Take that.